Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Over the course of the past few months, we've been introducing you to the candidates for South Dakota State Legislature. You can find all those conversations on our website at listen.sdpb.org. You can just search under your district. And if you live in District 6, today we have Kyle Basie with us. He is a Democrat, and he is running for a state representative in District 6. Kyle, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much, Lori. And I'd like to thank also South Dakota Public Broadcasting for providing this service and interviewing candidates on both sides of the ballot. It's a great service, and I hope that a lot of people are listening to the past recordings on your website as well.
Thank you so much. They've been pretty popular, and I've gotten a lot of strong feedback, and so many candidates have shown up, and that makes a huge difference. So tell us a little bit about yourself. You have a business background, a small business background.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your background and why you're choosing to run now.
Yeah. Well, I'm born and raised in Southeast South Dakota. I grew up in Sioux Falls and Parker. Also attended the University of South Dakota in Vermilion. And since graduation from college, I've lived in Centerville and Vermilion again, and now Harrisburg. So I've been in the Southeast corner of the state my whole life. As you mentioned, I'm a small business owner, and I really had the opportunity to kind of meld my love of entrepreneurship with my technology background. I have a degree in computer science and started Elbow Computing Resources in 1997 and have grown it from just my business partner and I to 17 full-time employees. Sioux Falls is a great place to have a small business, and we hear that time and time again in many of the studies that come out and many of the articles, but it's truly is a great place to have a small business.
And you're the kind of person that we talk on the show all the time about keeping in the state. You could go anywhere. You could take that innovation and that degree and that education that you have to any state pretty much. Why here? What makes you want to stay and serve in South Dakota?
Well, honestly, when I was in high school and starting my college career, I thought that I was going to leave South Dakota. I was going to be on the coast and be somewhere bigger and more exciting. But by the time I graduated from college, I realized that everything that I wanted, we had right here. We have really low crime rates. It's a great place to raise a family. I did see a lot of classmates move. And, you know, that's definitely one of the things that we need to look at in South Dakota is how do we retain that great talent and those educated people and keep them here in the state and have jobs available for them to make them want to stay.
Right. What are some of the top priorities for you as you campaign, talk with voters and get the message out? What's top of mind?
Well, my campaign has really been centered on education, ethics, and employment and workplace development. And as far as ethics, we've heard a lot about that since the 2016 cycle when the legislator kind of overturned IM-22 and many parts of it. And not only that, but also we need more oversight in peer when it comes to spending the taxpayer dollars so we don't find ourselves looking back on the things like EB-5 and Gear Up. But in terms of education and employment and workplace development or workforce development, you know, we really need to invest in education and view education not so much as an expense in the budget, as a line item expense, but really as an investment. There are studies that show that every dollar that you spend on education comes back to the economy many times over. And I don't think that you can unjoin employment and workforce development from education. We have to have those early childhood education components in place. It's proven that when you have those in place, you're setting up for good employment and workforce development in the future. Frankly, you know, we're lacking in that right now in South Dakota, and that's something that really needs to be looked at. And I know that Billy Sutton and his gubernatorial campaign has addressed that frequently, and he spent a lot of time on that during his time in the legislature as well.
All right. So when we talk about education investment, there's a philosophy behind that. There's a sort of a way that you do business, but then there's also some tangible. It's more than teacher pay. It's teacher pay. It's preschool. What else? What's the big picture that needs to go under that umbrella?
Yeah, you really hit on two of the big ones. We've heard a lot about teacher pay over the last couple of years. We really need to work to make sure that the strides that we've made in teacher pay remain in place. We need to make sure that we're not at the bottom of the list of states in terms of teacher pay, and we really need to look at our neighboring states. We're not competitive yet with our neighboring states, and that's a problem, especially for some of our larger districts like Sioux Falls, that is frankly really close to our neighboring states, and we lose teachers over the borders all the time. But you also mentioned early childhood development. That is part of it. But also we need to constantly be looking at the education funding formula, the amount of money per student. There's a big formula, you know, that goes into calculating how much each school district gets from the state government. And that, if we look over time and against inflation, that has really slipped over the last decades. And that really needs to be looked at, and we really need to make sure that we're funding our school systems properly.
All right, so your district, Lincoln County, right?
Yes, yep.
All right, so this is a county, for folks across the state who might not know, that is changing like daily.
Yeah, Lincoln County is one of the fastest growing counties in the United States. And I think anybody who's familiar with it probably isn't surprised by that. We will be having a bond election 2 weeks from yesterday. We're for the Harrisburg School District, which is in Lincoln County. And they're going to be adding on to the high school and adding one more elementary to the district. So that just speaks to the really fast growth of the county. So District 6 lies... We include the communities of Harrisburg, T, and Lenox, and also some extreme southeast and southwest edges of Sioux Falls. So that area includes a lot of agricultural and rural land, as well as some of the just mentioned fastest growing parts, definitely in the state. So the district is unique in that there's all kinds of issues facing the constituents of District 6.
And it's unique in that sense that you have that small town, you know, history and culture and issues. And then you have the really you're bumping into the biggest city in the state at the same time. All of that's, and you're very close to a border. So you have people who could just hop across the border to shop if they wanted to have no food tax or something like or whatever it is that it's easy to lose people as well to other states. It's
that's
an interesting
right.
place to represent.
It is.
What are you hearing from voters? Do you just if you knock on one door, is it just totally opposite from what you hear from when you knock on the next door?
It's interesting because of the varying makeups of the different communities. You know, when you're knocking doors in southeast and southwest Sioux Falls, you do hear a lot of different things than when you're knocking doors in Lenox. And I think many of the nearby communities. I live in Harrisburg, and Tia is as well. You know, it's a bedroom community. A lot of people work in Sioux Falls. And a lot of it is younger families in those communities where they are maybe in their first home and they're trying to, you know, build up equity so they can move up into another home. So there's a lot of, there's a lot of changeover in those households from I ran in 2016 as well. And I've noticed just in my voter list that there's a lot of different names. And so you can, you're kind of battling that too. But I think the issues are we're hearing a lot of, just questioning if, the legislature is balanced enough. I mean, it's 85% Republican in the legislature, even though 42% of the state is Republican. So that's a little out of balance. And I think really pure and any state government, for that matter, works better when there's more equal representation. There's more incentive to reach across the aisle and find those common issues and commonalities that we can work together on than when it's been 40 years of rather lopsided rule where, the party that's in control can really get anything done that they want without much checks and balances from the other side of the aisle. So I hear a lot of that when I'm going door to door, that people are starting to realize that, a better balance is going to be better for South Dakota.
So I'm wondering, that brings us back to the ethics conversation a bit too. And I'm wondering what you see. You mentioned I am 22. There's work left to be done. Are there legislative solutions that need to happen?
It's
easy to sit back and say what you might have done had you been in the state house when I am 22 came across the table, but what would you do now?
Yeah, well, I believe that, there is going to be legislation in the works and probably already in the works by some of our, you know, we have some legislators that know they're going to be back in peer already. They're running unopposed, and I think they've started to lay the groundwork for that. So I think it's going to be important to kind of see, once the election is over, what is already in the works and what needs to be addressed yet. Mm. So,
all right. Other thoughts? Ethics, education, and sort of this economic development. What needs to happen in the economic development area of,
I just read an article earlier today from Bloomberg about how Sioux Falls is defying all the trends of metro areas, and people are trying to figure out why. And it's great. We've had 13% growth since the year 2000. But in order to maintain that growth, we do have to work. We have to make sure that we still have jobs in the future for people that are going to be moving here and people that are going to stay here after graduation. So we really need to work on that workforce and economic development. And again, that all goes back to our investment in education all the way through, from pre-K all the way through 12.